Unger sits it playing the dying year and the autocrat, and that's all for Jimmy Blue Accordion Club. So I'll go to you now, Jimmy. Backing that man, I mean, listen to that now, even the slow part, and then when he plays the autocrat, you can just imagine little wee money there.
He actually has got a beautiful, warm sound out of the fiddle. It's the only way to describe it. And everything, you never ever saw him rehearsing anything. It was just the and that was it. And then when it came to the day to do it, he just did it in a winner, and it was so simple for him.
I remember he did quite a few records with my own band, the Royal Scottish Country Dance Society records. And I remember one day we had a record to do, and it was the day before the record. I went over to Angus's house, and we had played about half the stuff, just ran through, and I didn't have the rest of the music finished. And I took over to him that evening, and we went in the studio on the following day and did it just more or less right off. No problem. You could read music like reading the Beano, you know. And funnily enough, I played with some of the best fiddle players going, but Angus and I had an affinity which just seemed to click. I seemed to know what he was going to do, and he knew what I would do. It was just a joy to play with him.
Yeah. You must have felt the same thing. I mean, it's all right you saying that you had an affinity, but the number of people I speak to, Fitchett could adapt or fit into anybody's band, Jimmy, couldn't
he? When he joined us in 1974, and I didn't know the man all that well, but it was... You didn't have to steer him to do anything. He knew everything. He was so experienced. And in fact, we learned from him.
Okay, then, let's go to our next choice of record. I'm going to you, Jack, now. What have you chosen for us?
I like pipe band stuff. And I've chosen the Dunoon Band Dance. That's for Glencullagh Castle. And Jim McLean's welcome.